At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Yeah, it's episode 89 of Feeling Good with Duddy. We're in the bunker. We're feeling good, as you should when you watch this show. Look, this is the show where we point at the world and we have a big laugh, everybody. And then we point in the mirror and we laugh again because we're the fairest of the fair and we're the bravest of them all. That's us. I'm Jake B., a barber here in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, and host of this very show. Here he is, Duddy B.
What is happening? That's right. We are back. 89, Jake?
Unbearable.
Wow.
That's why I could barely talk at the start.
Crazy.
Saying the number 89, I was shocked.
I'm very shocked. And oh my God, we have such a great show for you today, guys. We have an amazing guests here today. We have Hayden and Jacob from Tunnel Vision. They're going to not only be hanging out with us on the show, they're going to be performing two different songs for us, which is going to be great. We got the Stoner stopping in. We got a Conspiracy Query, Scary Zone. They have both shit their pants, guys. And they're going to tell us about it. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. And you know what else is fun, Jake?
I don't know where you're going. What else is fun?
Reading all these amazing reviews that are coming in.
That is one of my favorite.
Just want to say thank you guys for all the awesome reviews and the ratings. It really does help the show get noticed and just grow. And that's what we want to do. So thank you guys so much. And if you're listening and you're enjoying the show and you have not yet given us a review or a rating, please do.
Especially shame on you.
Yeah, I mean, you're a bad person, yeah, but man, we'll still accept your ratings and your reviews.
Absolutely.
But yeah, especially over on that Apple iTunes app. Head on over there. Click the 5-star, regardless of what you think. Click the 5-star and then leave us a review. Tell us why, you know, tell us why it's not a 5-star, mm-hmm. but give us a 5-star.
Yeah.
Really, that'll still help us out. So we appreciate it. And if you also want to help out the show, we have a Patreon page, guys. It's $5 a month to sign up, but you get 4 bonus episodes every month. And once a month, I go over there and I do a guitar tutorial for a Dirty Head song. I run you through the track on how to play it, and then I perform it for you. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, what else, Jake?
That's pretty much it with Patreon. Also, if you're a Patreon member, you get to ask us questions
that's
that
right.
we answer on the show.
That's
so
right.
there's that. And then we opened up our Venmo. We're trying to pay Luke finally. And some people actually hooked us up on Venmo, right? We will get their names as we promised, and we'll give them a nice, awesome shout out at the end of the show.
Oh, Luke, I have all the names.
You have all the names?
They will get their shout outs.
Oh, why don't you shout them out right now?
Well, I have to pull it up, Jake.
Oh, okay.
I'm
well,
not
then
prepared.
Shout it out later.
Okay.
Jesus, man. Let's pull them up and shout them.
You just told me to do it later.
Okay, let's do it later. See, you guys, that's how we get shit done on the show. All right, so let's creep right into... I think that's all of us asking people to support us, right?
You didn't tell them what the Venmo was.
Oh, yeah, the Venmo, you guys. That's just go ahead and if you want to throw a few shillings our way so that we can, you know, pay the staff over here, then you can do that via Venmo and we will say your name. That's right, say your name and we will give you a big fat thanks later on in the show. But let's get out of it. We're done begging on the corner, guys.
Yes.
Now we give you music news. Is there any new music news?
There is. There's a little bit of music news. You know, not much has changed for the Dirty Heads from last week. Like I said before, we do have some shows that are in the books, and my fingers are crossed that we get to get out there and start playing shows again. We do have some festivals that are in the books for as early as March, I believe. So.
I don't want to dash your hopes, but I want to hit you with reality. My campsite was just canceled for mid-February at El Moro. So,
yeah.
I'm
with you. Like I said, I do feel like shows will happen soon, yeah. but I don't think huge festivals. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine like a 15,000 person just full on just raging festival.
No,
I like, hope
like
so.
The UFC event happened Saturday
yeah.
and it was awesome. They had some fans. Mm-hmm. It's almost, I think, better to just have no fans or all the fans. Some fans looks weird.
D- does
so
it.
So you don't want to play a show to some fans.
I'd rather play to some fans than no fans, Jake.
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah.
So that's that, though. Like I said,
but for
things
me,
are getting booked.
No fans. Yeah. I just want to get back on that, make sure. I'd rather have zero fans in the audience.
Well, it's perfect because that's how many fans you have.
That is true. All right. So 3 stars, 5 stars, yeah. No fans. This is a really good start to a great show.
Great.
This is how great shows
start.
Let's
get this moving here.
Let's
no,
go.
But yeah, so that's about it for Dirty Heads. But for Roman Duddy, we just released our new track, Lahaina. It's a cover song from Jimmy Loggins and Messina. We released that last Friday. It seems like people are really digging it. I hope you guys are. We had a lot of fun recording that and had Jimmy Messina actually come and hop on the track with us. So if you haven't heard it yet, go check out Lahaina from Rome and Duddy. And also, yeah, me and Rome are hitting the road here in like, well, it's like 3 weeks or something. We're heading out, 3 shows in Texas, doing one in Oklahoma. So that's good news. Getting out there,
if
doing
those
some
shows
music.
Happen, then we start feeling real good about
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it looks like they are happening.
They're happening.
So that's
dude. They're
that's
happening.
Great news. And yeah, you know what else is great in music news?
What's that?
The guests that we have here today, Jake.
We do, but so you want to bring the guests on now and just have them sit with the slap with us?
Oh,
well.
I forgot. I just, yeah, let's do it.
Let's
I went
it,
right
man.
Past it, but we're going to
stay. These guys
want
to slap people too.
I can't
let's
turn
bring
around
them on.
Now. I've gone too far. All right, listen, we have here today, we have awesome guests. We have Hayden Hansen and Jacob Hernandez from Tunnel Vision. Love these dudes and can't wait to hear them perform later on. What's up, guys?
And like sort of second time on the show. You guys played at our Christmas, like end of the year bash we did last
year.
Yeah,
I think I just, I came in for that one. That
was
fun.
It was acoustic jam. So now we've got you officially on the show.
Yeah.
And you've got Jacob here.
It's official.
Yep. It's official. This makes it real. Yeah, how are you guys? By the way, just before we get started, Jacob surfed this morning and there was 75,000 mile an hour winds and a rain squall, and he surfed before he came into the frozen bunker this morning.
Oh,
so that's pretty
I
insane.
Tried.
Dedication.
I tried.
Dedication.
Was it a successful one?
No.
It was like 65 mile an hour winds.
Current was
crazy.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
Brown water, white caps.
I was hoping I forgot my suit and I looked in the bag. I was like, it's there.
Yeah,
it's
I'm out there.
You got to do it.
Was there other people out there?
Yeah, I saw my buddies Ian Crane and Chloe and Dino. They were paddling out. I tried to keep up with them, but my leash came off and I was paddling out. So I just gave up all hope. Did the paddle of shame.
Got swept the T Street from the pier.
Swept the T Street.
I'm out of here.
So you got smashed, board released.
Yeah.
And
no,
just...
I like my leash is just like Velcro wasn't good. And the wave just took it off. I was like, I'm not dealing with that right now.
No, you don't want to be out there, no leash,
not
lose the board,
it.
Yeah. Swimming in the mud.
Yeah. Looking, fucking on the back. Oh, watch my French. But.
You can cuss on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, was that? He was like, fucking,
fuck yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry, start it over. You can wildly cuss. We say horrifying things every day on the show.
Mostly, yeah.
But so, yeah, go ahead, Dad.
No, I was just saying, so, you know, like the rest of us that are in bands, you know, not much has been going on recently. Like, what have you guys been up to keep busy?
Yeah, we've been pretty not busy, but we we actually recorded a new album at the beginning of this whole pandemic, and we're hoping to release it like late spring. So we're stoked. We got a couple other things coming too, like a couple collab tracks. So we're stoked on that. And we opened up a recording studio in San Clemente. I've been doing a lot of engineering, producing work.
Dope. What's
so
the name of it?
Tube Town.
Tube Town.
Tunnel Vision's Tube Town. You
nice.
Know,
yeah.
Got lots of tube preamps in there too.
Open to the public, right?
Yeah.
Local bands.
Yeah, so definitely. You can hit me up. You can DM it. Follow us on Instagram, Tube Town Studios, and. We're just trying to offer like affordable and high quality recording for musicians that need recording, because that's about all we can do right now is make music. And
that's
what a lot of people are doing, just making music.
And super stoked. It's a spot that is dear to us. We've been in there since the high school days. Tunnel Vision kind of started jamming in there. We
got kicked out of there.
Now
made
we're
way back.
Back
in.
We're adults.
Responsible adults.
Yeah.
Now
no.
You're kicking the youth out.
No, we've been having a lot of fun. So, and lots of new music. So stoked about that. And then, I mean, just live stream stuff every once in a while, but it's about it. We're hoping we can go on tour. You know, we had a lot of things in the books for this year and last year, but it's uncertain times, man.
Yep. It is, but
it's
it looks
so funny.
Like
it's the same. That's all bands can say.
Yeah.
But every band has said we recorded a new album. Like almost every band we have in here has an album chambered up.
Yeah. We're super ready excited. It's called Baja Bound. So yeah. Nice, get ready. Nice. Yeah.
We have an album. We have an album bunkered away the as well. Head. Just yeah. waiting on it. Yep.
Roman Duddy's got a full thing yep. ready yeah. to party. And then,
we're
yeah.
still working on that, but it's getting close.
Like, yeah, you've gone over there several times. The songs are coming. Yeah. So right on. So you guys are ready to go whenever the going happens. And then, so Jacob, you work at Lost, yeah, which is a big surfboard manufacturer definitely. Down in Southern California.
Yeah, I kind of just been working there. Like, it's funny. Like, I started working there when I was 16, and then every time we go on tour, I'd come back and have to work my way from the bottom back up yeah. and start sweeping the floors yeah. and then start laminating after a while. But now I'm kind of just doing the production managing at the foam shop, helping Matt Biolis mm-hmm. send out all the blanks we got. And then
everyone getting their and people are buying surfboards. Oh, like, yeah. The skateboard right and now. Surf industry exploded booming. During yep. this pandemic. Oh, yeah. What else can you do?
Definitely.
It's like, you know, I bought a brand new, I hadn't skated in 10 years and my barbershop shut down. So I'm at home every day with my 1 year old.
Yeah.
I became a skateboarder hell yeah. at 40. You know, like, it's insane.
It's awesome.
It was actually great, man, looking out my window, like at my house and mm-hmm. like every day just seeing full families just rolling by on bikes and shit. And yeah. it was like, you kind of didn't see that as much anymore.
No,
you know? And
it
was
sure.
just like, it's still going, you know, it's still like, because like you said, everyone went and bought bikes and mm-hmm. skateboards and yeah. fucking rollerblades or whatever.
Like,
and now they're
the
just
hobby scene yeah. blew up.
You had to find shit yep. like ways to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
But you said something interesting there that we never really touched on the show, but it is something that all bands, when they're coming up at a certain, when you're in a band, but you still have a job, I guess, yeah. like another
yeah.
job.
Yeah.
It's like you said, it's so hard to advance yeah. in any career or job because you leave to go be with your band.
Exactly.
And then you come home and it's like you said, yeah. you've been gone for a while. You're yeah. kind of on the bottom of the food chain yeah. again. And it's so funny because you're just in this limbo of like, I'm trying to make it with my band and I certainly can't make it in any career.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's pretty funny because at one point we all worked at Lost Surfboards, yeah. everyone in the band, and we all worked in the surfboard factory. Like I was, awesome. We were both putting in fins. I was sanding. He was hot coating. The drummer was, you know, doing deliveries and hot coats and stuff too. Yeah. Like we all worked in the surfboard factory and then like we would all leave and then our boss would be like, yeah, no, they're always super cool though, and they supported us a lot. And honestly, they're kind of the reason they put us on our first tours and like helped us out a lot.
Little surf shop tours on the
yeah,
East Coast.
Shout out to Lost. So, they always supported us and honestly kept us afloat. And they're the only reason we had jobs yeah. for the you know That's for awesome. The for the early years.
You
for
have
sure.
to find a job that kind of supports what yeah, you're up to.
Exactly.
I worked at fucking Huntington Surf and Sport when I was yeah. in my band forever, yeah. and it would be like bye, and then I'd come back and stand behind the counter
yeah.
with Jared.
Yeah, yeah. Jared at Huntington Surf and Sport from the Dirty Heads. Both yeah. of us, man, when we were young, it's funny,
awesome.
But that's what it is. And surf jobs are great for that because the surf skateboard community, which obviously is just yeah. huge in Southern California, it's kind of tied in with music.
Yeah,
totally.
You know,
and building surfboards, making music, yep. like it was definitely in the
big part of our life.
Yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, fuck yeah, guys. We're stoked to have you in. These are like, you guys are so close. So as soon as we decided, Duddy and I, like, it's time to start bringing bands back in. We're like, yeah. all right, let's reach out to some local bands. And you were one of the first bands that popped oh, yeah. up. We're like, they've been on the show before, you know, in a music capacity. Let's yeah. get them back on. So we're pumped to have you.
Yeah.
And let's get into...
Yeah, let me, because I skipped over it earlier. So...
Oh, the
I
slap.
Skipped over it, so I just want to get back into it because maybe you guys will have something to say because this is a stupid story. This is dumb. I'm warning you, listeners. It's stupid, but I just wanted to talk about it for a sec.
I completely forgot. I slap someone. Something happened.
Oh, God.
You guys know sometimes there's things that people do that they should be shot. Some people need to be shot. And we've shot a few people on the show.
Yeah, also, yeah, we don't kill them, Duddy. Explain.
No, it's like we don't want
kneecap.
Them to die. It's like you know, they'll totally recover. They'll have a full recovery, maybe
fine.
A little limp the rest of their life, but they'll be fine. It's yeah. something like that, you know.
It's
and
like
this
you
is,
see someone kicking yeah. a dog. We haven't seen this one, but for instance,
that's shot
then
the heart.
Duddy goes,
that's shot in the heart.
Oh, that's a heart shot. I was thinking Duddy would say you blow his kneecap off. Like
I would just blow
no, that's
his
a murder
arm
for Dustin. That's okay.
murder.
Bad example, but I think you guys. Get it.
You get it. So
you
this is you should be slapped. And honestly, there's been a few times that this person could have even been like maybe stabbed in the arm.
If it goes
but this
too
is
far.
Yeah, but this is just like a quick little slap in the face, like hey, quick, bam, you know, almost like your friend's sleeping You know, and he needs to wake up. He's not waking up. You bam, you give him one. He's like, oh, okay, I'm awake. That's this.
So it's a comeback to reality slap.
It's a comeback to reality, dude. Look around. Look around.
All right. What is it?
So I had a few people over for the fights this weekend. Mm-hmm. And what my favorite thing to do is I like to make a huge like charcuterie board when mm-hmm. I have people over. I love doing it. So I go to the store to pick up all the cheese and all the shit. And I, one of my least favorite things in the entire world, first off, is I see someone that I kind of know.
At the store?
Yeah, and this isn't where I'm going with it. Yeah, but it's like, didn't want to talk to him, masks and everything. And, you know, and of course, like, I saw him like twice and I was doing the like, try and kind of avoid.
Switching
aisles.
But
we ran into each other and he's like, hey, what's up, bro? But he's this guy. And he was talking really loud. And he would not stop cursing. The over cursor's fucking, what's up, bro? You fucking been, bro? What's up? This fucking party? You getting fucking hammered, bro? There's fucking chicks and people fucking titties. And I'm just like, dude, whoa. I'm not with this guy. I don't even know this guy. He's crazy. Like,
what
is with just the, like, I don't even know what's happening around me. I'm just going to talk really loud. I'm going to curse. I'm going to talk about things you shouldn't talk about in public. Like, banging chicks and just getting fucking wasted and throw. You're like, dude.
Yeah.
First off, bring it down a little bit and just stop. Every other word is fuck. You're just the over cursor. Big old slap, right?
I feel it.
I mean, yeah, that one, especially like you said, in a store, there's
in
family.
A grocery
yeah.
store.
Yeah, little kids looking up.
Yeah, dude.
That's the thing. When someone's talking to you and they're cussing a lot, you're automatically a cusser with them.
Now like, I'm yeah, part of that.
It's so true.
Shit, over there.
But I don't think they realize they're doing it. That's the
don't.
Thing is most they literally just say it every other word and it just comes out. And
that's so, where the slap comes
in. That's where the slap comes in. Wake it up.
Dude, stop cursing. Oh, yeah, sorry, bro. Yeah. Like, so... I feel like it's fair. Yeah. Next time you're around one of these guys, slap him in the face.
Yeah,
they might. The mask goes a little crooked.
Like, why'd you do that?
The chin diaper goes astray.
It's like, why did you slap me? You said fuck 30 times in 30 seconds.
And I'm standing.
So I had
here.
To slap you to stop you from saying that. And he'd be
absolutely.
Like, okay. And he'd straighten his mask. Or it was fucking nice seeing you, bro. Yeah.
Fucking later.
Fucking, yeah. I am fucking sorry for cussing.
The overcursor is today's slapped person.
It's,
so,
it's equally...
I told you it was stupid, but it had to be said.
I feel it.
Had
I
to
feel
be
it.
Said.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, that person absolutely... And that's a just that's a slap where they thank you after.
Yes.
I think it's a life-changing slap. Well,
you're right, man.
Yeah. Years later, everyone's like, you used to cuss a lot. What happened? Well, I was in the store and Duddy, wham, you know, bam. Then they help someone else.
Yep.
So that's a pay it forward slap, dude. And I think that's great. And I had a little thing, but I'm not even going to bring it up, dude, because I don't know the name of the band that I want to make fun of. Remember I told you, I'll tell everybody, a song came on. My son was watching a cartoon on YouTube and there's little commercials on YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, some record label must have paid for their band's music video to be put in between my child's cartoons. The song was so terrible that my son cried. So I really wanted to bring that to the show because it was instant tears. And it was like a Pussycat Dolls style band. You guys remember the Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah, yeah.
It's obviously a band that was made up. It's like, we got one blonde chick and one Asian girl. And here's an Indian girl. And here's one of each. Everyone's happy. In lingerie. It was one of those. First of all, now that I think back, why was that on the cartoons?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The song happened. I'm cooking and I'm, you know, it's cartoons. And then all of a sudden, 1 second later, it's like, give me the sugar and a mug. And he's crying.
Honestly,
crying.
It was probably like a Disney-ish band, kids band. And the lingerie, that's what they fucking wear now.
Dude, I was confused because they were dripping wet. There was water coming from the ceiling. They were in like a factory just dancing their hearts out. You know, it looked.
What was the name of this video?
Dude, I wish I knew. So my wife shoulder rolled into the living room and changed it real quick because it was so bad. And I was like, babe, no, what's the name of the band? I wanted to just absolutely trash them on the show. But they got away scot-free, but they're out there. And next time that commercial pops up, I'm going to bring you guys the name.
If you know this band that he's talking about, let us know.
Pussycat Doll Style. One of each girl, very wet, in an apartment style, dilapidated. All right, we'll get back to that in a future show. But at any rate, here's the deal. We have some music that absolutely does not suck. That's going to be on this show. Good music. And here's the truth. I'd have that band on the show. The girls.
Oh, for sure.
I'd have them on the show.
Why not?
Whatever you're wearing in that, bring it on and please be soaking wet and we'll have you on the show and I'll praise them. But until that day, they're terrible. But Let's get into some good music. You guys are going to play live for us, right?
Yeah.
And something's about to happen to you guys. And I want to say I'm sorry, Duddy. Do you want to apologize? Duddy hates these two people that are about to come on and interview you guys. And be prepared. They know that you worked at a weed farm. And I'm
I don't know what you're talking about.
He also works at a weed farm. And these guys are probably going to grill you about that. So enjoy. Duddy and I are going to get up and we're going to get out of here because we really don't like to be around them. It's the stoners. They're coming in. Just sorry, guys.
All right.
It's Duddy,
all
let's go.
Let's get out
Luke,
of here.
I'll roll one
hit
up.
Their terrible music. And.
Oh, are you ready, bro?
Oh, I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Yes. Dude, took it.
It's going to become this show. All right, what's up, everybody? Jake, Duddy, thanks for getting up and letting us have the chair, man. You guys are super chill.
I love when Duddy flips me off.
Duddy's flipping you off with love. He's saying,
That's our secret handshake. Remember, I go to give him a high five. He flips me off, double flip offs right in the face. It's love.
It's all cherishable love in this establishment. I'm Snake OG. This is my partner, my roommate, my homeboy. He's here. It's Blonde Marley. Hey, guys. What's going on, Blonde? Say hi to everyone.
What is happening, Snake, first off?
Fired up. Do you know why?
Why?
Tunnel vision's in the house, bro.
Oh, sad.
TV's in the house right this very fucking minute, bro. Jacob's right there. He's right
there.
What's
up, boys?
What's up, fellas? Dude, welcome to the bunker, dude. How is it?
Thanks for having us. It's great.
Good.
Funniest things to smoke out of.
Yeah, there's plenty of bongs in here, dude, no doubt. And you guys brought some nugs, too. I saw Hayden walked in with just a rock.
Yeah. What was it? Tiger champagne?
I don't know. I might have smoked
it. The brunch series.
The brunch series, dude. Tell me more. So you guys work and you're shaping surfboards and you're in a band and we love every bit of that, but let's get into the gritty and the nitty of it, dude. You work at a weed farm? What the shit, man? What's that? So like animals? What? Like really stoned animals walking around? Goats, you know, they all big.
No goats. They'd probably eat all the herb, man.
Oh, but it is a weed farm.
I thought they were the trimmers.
Yeah, they nibble at the little trim. What type of animals do you have at the weed farm is what I'm asking you, dude.
No animals besides myself.
No animals?
This guy's a straight
he's
animal.
He's so fucking stoned. He thinks he's an animal.
What type of hay are you guys burning over there on the farm, dude? So, dude, I'm, you know.
I guess the tiger champagne could
be an tiger champ.
That's some...
Tiger Champ.
Tiger Champers.
Can I ask you a question?
Dude, here it comes, dude. He's a hell of an investigator.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Ask him.
So you work at a weed farm.
Oh, fuck. He's going to ask
and
you.
And you're there like all day. Oh. Working on the weed farm.
See, the wheels are spinning, dude.
When you're there?
Oh, when you're at the farm.
Do you ever get to?
Oh, he's going to do it.
Smoke free weed.
Oh, you hit him with the question.
I do.
Oh! He's just at work, dude, and he's like, I'd like some weed. Well, there's some free stuff right there, and then he'll just smoke that weed that's free, dude, at work.
Do you smoke it?
Sometimes.
Oh,
dude, that's sometimes. That's cool. Well, dude, like, they pay you money to do this, bro?
Maybe.
Are they hiring two people right now?
Not hiring. Definitely not hiring.
Oh, come on.
When they pay
answer.
You the money, do you just turn around and buy the weed?
All right. You get free weed. We understand that and we're psyched. Yeah. Do you also get a discount on extra weed if you smoke all the free weed? Yeah. Or is that weed free too?
Yeah.
You
just get more free weed if the weed runs out. Say yes, dude. Please.
He's got to grow it though too.
Does the weed ever run out?
We got to make money.
Does the weed run out?
When he forgets the planet.
No, weed never runs out. Weed never runs out.
This is a constant hay barrel.
We are a nug factory.
All right.
I shouldn't have told you guys this.
You shouldn't have told us. You should not have divulged any of this info to us, dude.
Just a musician.
Can I ask you another question?
Oh, my God. He's got him chambered.
Have you ever smoked Alaskan Thunder Fox?
All right. Let's hear
it. I have.
Fucking borderline legend hero, dude.
Have you ever smoked space weed out of a square bong?
Do you know about this?
No.
Oh, tell him everything. All right, let a little background history on us.
So we live in Escondido.
We do.
Where Snakehead is.
My very first burrito.
Okay. Yeah. We live in the back house.
We're renting a back house in Escondido.
It's a one-room studio.
That sounds about right. Yeah, that's us.
So it's a one-bedroom studio back house. We share it with four dogs. Just in the front house, we live with two gay gentlemen who are, in fact, aliens. They're Galians.
We call them the Galians. They're big. They're redheaded. They walk around naked. They're very extremely gay, and they are from outer space. They're Galians. They introduced us to something that's going to blow your face off. Tell them, dude.
They smoke space weed, and they use square bongs.
In outer space, things are very different. They square. Have you ever used a square bong? Have you ever used a square bong?
No.
Fucking dude. We're in Escondido. If you don't mind squares. Two redheaded fellas that are naked.
Have you ever had a burrito?
Yes.
Okay.
One or two burritos, fellas.
One or two.
Southern California. You can't.
A day.
Yeah. You trip over a burrito and you fall onto a burrito. It's Southern California. It's where.
Sick.
Oh, dude. So that was just a little bit about us. You seem less interested in us now that we've told you about our life. He was like, these guys are cool.
And then I'm ready for Duddy and Jake to come back.
We finally creeped someone out so bad that they want off the fucking planet. This is all sick. Right,
that's cool, but you know what?
What?
Can I go piss real quick?
Yeah, dude, go ahead. Jacob's got to pee.
Oh, no.
Jacob from Tunnel Vision could no longer handle.
Because I used to call him the snake, so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. Cramping his style, dude.
There's a closer the snake bathroom. Up, dude.
He went to the farthest bathroom.
He's probably gonna go hit some hay.
He's on his way to Escondido, and he's Google mapping to the Galians. He ran in Galians' house, and he's on his way to Escondido.
Oh,
smoke some space weed.
We just found. Yeah, he's probably blazing it up in there
for sure.
Oh, dude. All right, so dude, back to some hard-hitting questions. We've got Hayden just absolutely fucking cornered over here. Let's just beat him to death with stupid shit.
Okay.
Hit him with some commentary.
So I got one more question. I have one more question.
Can't believe he actually left.
He can't even. Jacob just upped and left. That's sick. Hayden's still here. He's trapped. So we got him now. He's got a hole in his pants. Let's start asking him heated questions.
Dude, wait, snake.
Don't look at that, dude.
I just realized something.
What's that?
What are the first three letters in Hayden's name?
Oh my God.
Don't
it's
be Hayden.
Hey, dude.
It's Hey.
I mean, I don't know the first three letters, but you said Hayden. It's Hey, and that's what we smoke all day. Come on back, Jacob, dude. Jacob's here.
How's your bass, Sesh?
Guess what the two first letters of Jacob's name are?
It's
Jamaica.
Or corn on Jacob.
Corn on Jacob. That is probably the sickest thing that's ever happened. We're still here. You can't get rid of us. We're like the coronavirus. We just keep changing. They're like, we got you, dude. And then we shift into a different thing and we're back. That's us. Yeah, dude, there's a new strand out there. I keep hitting this palm tree.
All right, but before we go, we're very excited for the performance, but I just have to ask you one more question.
This is one of our most professional segments, by the way. Thank you guys for being here.
Can I have some of that free weed?
Dude, I already gave you
some. Dude, it's true.
I might have smoked it all.
Yeah, we did smoke it all. Does it replenish itself?
I mean, what I meant to say was, can I have some more of that freeway?
All right, dude. You guys are the sickest of the sick. I can't believe Jacob tried to actually leave the bunker and had to come out. It was hilarious and awesome. But you guys are the best. Tunnel Vision's the shit. They're about to play a bitchin' song, dude. They're about to play a song called Hop in the Van. And I'll hop in and smoke some hay. You know what I'm saying? Dude. Come out with hopefully my pants will still be on, you crazy fucks, when I come out. You guys are having fun. All right, dude. This song's called Hop in the Van, dude. Anything you want to say?
Well, just what we normally say.
Yeah, that's right. So this is Snake OG, and I'm saying, dude, Puff Tough, and this is my boy, Blonde Marley, saying,
stay crispy. Yeah. All right, we're here with Tunnel Vision, and they're going to perform Hop in the Van off their album Days Away.
Hop in the van. It's a rolling garbage can, and I am all covered in sand. We turn up the radio, even though our speakers are blown, 'cause I know it'll keep us rocking down that road. And now these four wheels, stranded on dollar bills, it takes everything I want. I go, 'cause I know it won't be the last. We won't get that very fast. And if we ever make it through this storm, I'll keep on driving, we'll keep on driving, we'll keep on striving for more.
What should we do?
Someday after the pandemic, we'll get to hop in the van. We could write a song until the rain is gone. I've been driving for too damn long. Just throw it on the dash. Oh, but I'm reaching back for my stash. It's all covered in trash. You know we're always low on gas. But now these four wheels, stranded on dollar bills, it takes everything I want. Well, anywhere I go, 'cause I know it won't be the last. Nope, never. We won't get there very fast. Sorry we're late, folks. And if we ever make it through this storm, I'll keep on driving, we'll keep on driving, we'll keep on striving for more. Oh, striving for more, driving some more, what for, some more, driving for more. One, two, three, at these four wheels, stranded on dollar meals, it takes everything I want. It takes everything I want. Everywhere I go, it takes anything I want. Everywhere I go. And Duddy hopped in the van. It's still a rolling garbage can, but anywhere you can park, we can, 'cause we're with the band.
All right. Wow. That was awesome. That was really nice. You know, I'm really sorry that you had to deal with the stoners before that.
Punishers. Yeah.
They are punishers. They just lurk around. They're probably still here. Too.
They're probably digging through sure. hidden backpack.
They're probably in the van.
Yeah, they're probably in the. Oh, they're waiting for us. Actually,
you guys oh, dude, you bet. You know what? To be honest,
asking for stickers
on your way out of here. Really, make sure they're not following you, because they're gonna probably try and follow you to the farm.
They will. And I, you know what's
don't
too,
try that.
They'll hear that you guys said, oh, Punishers, and they'll be like, it's really cool. They call me the Punisher. They'll like turn it into
yeah.
awesome.
It's because I punish.
I think I'm like a superhero or something.
They notice that I have good like fighting skills probably.
Oh, man. But honestly, that was awesome. That was an awesome performance. I'm so stoked that we're having live music back on the show, Jake.
And
so
we were fun. Pumped too, because you guys told us earlier that you're like first, you hit us up and you're like, do you guys have a bass amp? And we're like, okay, cool. They're going to amplify. And then we heard that there was a drummer coming, you know, and so that was amazing. Thank you guys. And there's more to come. Another song later. Bam, dude. We're stepping everything up this year, Dud.
It's fun. It's nice.
Music.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's next, though?
It's everyone's absolute favorite thing.
It's everyone in the world's favorite thing.
Tell them, you know, it's a conspiracy query. I'll just tell you guys, because you're new to the show, even though you've performed musically, now you're on the show.
Yep.
you guys know this guy, right? Everyone's has a party, and then there's the conspiracy theory guy.
Oh, yeah.
He comes
in.
Speaking of a Punisher, you're trapped in the corner, right? Yeah. He's telling you about the pyramids and the angle and the doors, and you're dumb and I'm smart, and you know, and you're going, oh, for fuck's sake, I just want to drink. So anyway, Daddy's not that guy. He's the guy that walks in and goes, did you guys hear the weird thing? What do you all think? You know,
yeah.
So
yeah, this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy query. I'm not saying I believe in this. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just simply asking you guys if you believe in conspiracy queries.
We'll see.
Well, if you do, you're going to love this right here. This
Let's
one,
I'm down.
As you guys know, all the listeners, we're traveling all around our globe, and I'm giving you just all of the conspiracy theories from around the globe, and I'm asking you guys if you believe them. And this one comes from our great nation's capital.
Right from the capital.
Mississippi.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is called the Three-Legged Lady of Nosh what? Road.
I think it's a man.
This is the coolest story ever.
The man.
Dude.
What?
Why is it creepy? Well, whenever a strange person starts chasing your car as you drive down a dark, unfamiliar road, it's unsetting. It's unsettling. When
good
she,
reading.
I'm so good at reading from the Alaskan Thunder Fox. Okay. Whenever a strange person starts chasing your car as you drive down a dark, unfamiliar road, it's unsettling. When she bangs on your hood, it's even worse. Who does that, first off? But when she has three legs and one seems to be a rotting limb she sewed to her body, that's just the worst.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
But that's what generations of Mississippians have said about the stretch of Nash Road near Columbus where the lady does her thing.
Never touring Mississippi.
And her thing is sewing a severed gross limb onto her body.
Dude.
I love the start of this. Whenever a strange person starts chasing your car as you... Like, that's a weekly occurrence, you know.
That's never happened to me.
Not once. That's pretty nonchalant. I mean, I guess my car.
But it's just the three-legged lady in Nash Road, you know.
But have you ever drove down Nash Road near Columbus?
I haven't.
Well, maybe that's why a strange lady with three legs hasn't chased your car. I mean.
Well, a strange lady with three legs, in fairness, has never chased me.
Well, it seems like, though, she really only had two legs, right. But she's found another leg and sewed it to her body, and now she chases cars.
Yeah.
For aerodynamics.
Yes.
Just a third little.
It's just swinging.
Is she now?
It's
is
like
she
a propeller?
Is she pounding? Is she pounding on the hood of the car with her third leg? I'd like
yeah,
to think
even
so.
Put weight on
then
that.
She'd be That's kicking it,
slowing her
yeah.
down.
Yeah,
That's
why
she
pound?
Never catches anybody.
Yeah. I like this too. It's
she
like
the damn leg off.
She really only performs like a low level crime when she bangs on your hood. Did she kill anyone?
Sick.
He just seems annoying at worst, right? Like, can you even be arrested for that?
Yeah.
She chased my car, officer, and she banged on my hood. And he's like, well, I don't see any dents.
But she had three legs.
All right.
Okay.
That's her business.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so I would be scared. And I wouldn't want to stop and get out of the car, but I'm not terribly upset with her, but tell us where this came from.
All right, well,
maybe she's
now.
Just telling everyone to slow down, you know? Like, right? She's got kids, little...
Dude, little three-legged,
three-legged
kids.
Three-legged kids.
Oh, slow down! Yeah,
three-legged kids playing
she's got,
there.
She's got
the forearms
the,
in
the
back
little
like
side.
This.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Where did this come from?
Okay, it came from Robert Johnson selling his soul to the Yazoo Witch. I love that, first off. Okay. Many ghost stories in Mississippi persist, but the three-legged lady gets points for changing. There's a pole in the way that's like, there's a three-legged lady gets points for changing to suit what scares you. Some say that extra leg was removed from a dead lover and attached to her body. Some believe she's a ghost of a mother who got lost searching for her dismembered daughter. After all she could find was a severed leg. Some say she wants to race you across a nearby bridge. Either way, turn off your headlights on a stretch of the road and don't be surprised if you're forced to confront the specter yourself. Well, they're not saying it's not true here. They're saying.
Well, it is true, right?
It's true.
These are all very true.
So I like the one that says some people say she's just trying to race you across the bridge.
I know.
Race you across the bridge.
Yeah, I got that one. She's just a lot of fun.
That's all. Well, I mean, if I had one extra leg, I'd probably be pretty fast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I guess there's one question left is, do you guys believe that if you drive down Nash Road near Columbus at night and you turn your lights off, you might have to race a three-legged lady across the bridge?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We're going to have to try it. We're going to have to take a detour tour.
Okay. Next time you guys are on tour, absolutely. Yeah.
I like it. I believe
near
it.
Columbus?
Driver head towards there a few Nash times, Bridge. So.
Yeah.
This is Columbus, Ohio, right? Is that what it says?
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah, Jesus. Columbus, Mississippi.
It's our
good memory.
I don't think we've been there.
You guys never played Columbus, Mississippi near Nash Road? Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. Get out of town a little bit. I don't think I've ever been there. I've been to Columbus, Ohio many times, but Columbus, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Sounds scary. Duddy, please go there.
I love that. I'm going to go there.
Dirty Heads Tunnel Vision.
Dirty Heads Tunnel Vision, Nash Road. Here we come.
Scared of the Dark Tour. Dude.
Three-legged lady tour.
Dude, I'll tell you what. If you see me after that show, I will have a three-legged lady as my guitar tech. I promise you.
Yeah. Yeah, we should all come out with three legs.
Dude. Room, and what do they see at the first show?
Hey, boys, dude, good to see you. We're going to be on the whole tour with you guys. Did you bring any weed from the bar? Well, this is sell merch for you.
It's like, shut.
Oh, man, all right, no, well, but honestly, that was creepy. I loved that. And you know what else is creepy, Jake?
What?
The scary zone.
The scary zone is very creepy.
Jacob says he's got a scary one for us.
Got a little scary story.
All right, let's hear
music
it.
There, Lukey Luke.
So, back in the day, me and Hayden were Groms. My dad had this house where all the kids would hang out. And for some reason, he, like, built this, like, trap door that, like, went in underneath the house. He, like, just, like, sawed a big hole.
Ruben's house.
Yeah.
I'm already terrified.
Had to see it for yourself.
I love that. For some reason,
just,
he saw
we wanted to put all of his junk. He was kind of a hoarder, so. One night, we were all, like, drunk little kids going underneath the house.
Of course.
And,
we're
seven. Yeah, well, like, my dad always say there's ghosts there and stuff. And so we go down there. I have, like, a cross in my hand and a flashlight.
Just to protect and it, you. And to protect you. The cross.
And it's me. Cross! Like, Hayden, Hayden's on my shoulder. Another buddy's on his shoulder. We're all walking through. And then, like, the light just, like, flickers off, and, like, the cross just, like, snapped in my hand, and we just ran out of there screaming.
Yeah, this was under the house.
Under the house.
What?
I didn't expect that.
That is terrifying.
Pretty it's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
That is gnarly.
I'm going to have to add that. Where was this?
San Clemente.
I'm going to add this to the Around the Globe conspiracy. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
That was scary.
Pretty sure the van's haunted, too.
The van might be haunted, too.
I can picture it, though. The flashlight.
Yeah, you know, it's like a movie.
It was. We were all like, you know, it was like something like Stand By Me or something. We were all like, kids in there like,
I cast you out, evil spirit. We were just gonna start saying
because we always wanted to, like, go down in that hole. I remember because it was like you had to move the couch to get to it, and then there was the sketchy trap door. Like,
oh, you have to
go down there and see what's down there, you know? And like,
you have to.
We finally went down there, the three of us. Was that Wyatt?
No, I think it was Weston with
it
us.
Weston? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man, I love that. I can picture that. That's
yeah,
a good
it
little,
was.
Yeah.
You guys should do an album cover coming out, dude.
Some snapped cross. I think that's a devil band.
That's pretty horrifying.
Yeah, we never went down there again.
Yeah,
no, don't mess. Your dad has trapped an evil spirit.
He
now.
Does.
That's what he's doing it for the
he's probably
the
if you know Ruben,
the world.
Yeah, definitely capable of it.
Yeah,
very evil dad.
My dad's a character. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Maybe Tube and Ruben.
Yeah.
Tube and Ruben. Well, fuck, that's terrifying. And you know what else is terrifying?
What else is terrifying?
When you realize that you have to take a shit, and that shit ends up in your pants, Jake.
That's right, guys. Our listeners know, right? I would say at least 93% of our guests have shit themselves and have no problem telling us about it.
Yep.
You guys have, in fact, shit your pants. And Jacob is not extremely excited to tell him about this, but we did tell him that he has to say. So,
I told him if he told it, I'd tell mine.
Hey, no, you can go first,
no
Hayden.
Way.
You
Hayden first. Yours is way better.
Rock paper, scissor right now.
All right, come on. Yeah. Be
fair. The stories are getting told.
Right. It's the only fair way.
Oh,
the rock smashes
the scissors. Telling us his poopy pants story.
I'm surprised none of you used paper because you
need. Gonna need some TP for this.
No, I mean, mine wasn't that exciting. I was making a bagel in the kitchen. We lived together at one point. And I forget what he was doing, playing video games or something. I don't know. And I was like sitting there and minding my own business. I think I was in trunks.
You're in your boxers.
I don't think it was boxers. I think it was my surf trunks.
I just woke up. It was my surf trunks.
Like nothing else, you know, like whatever, making my bagel. And you know the saying, like, never trust a fart. I shouldn't have trusted this one.
Oh,
and
man.
It just kind of got away
from
me.
The look on his face was priceless,
dude. And I just went, oh, shit. Like,
he looks at me. He's making the bill. I just shit myself.
And then I dropped the bagel, ran to the bathroom.
Oh, did the bagel fall in the shit?
You got brown cream cheese.
It made its way to the counter. Okay. Yeah. It was like a small drop.
Little Hershey squirt.
Oh, I remember Jacob going, dude, what's that? And I was like, oh, I can't believe it. Made it out my shorts. You know, just wearing the trunks, you're not wearing chonies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it just, there was, and it wasn't a mess. It wasn't a lot to clean up or anything, but somehow it made it like right down my pant leg.
Perfect trajectory.
And it was just a perfect little Hershey squirt drop right on the floor. And Jacob, your turn.
Yeah.
There it is, dude.
All right. Well. My buddies had a party. Went to the party. We got, ended up getting a little twisted, you know. Shots here, drinks there, and this and that. And I was outside, had to go piss, and I felt a little spinny. And so as I was pissing, I went and I felt like I was going to throw up, and I puked, and I shit myself at the same time. So I call that the trifecta. Yeah, that's the trifecta.
Dude, if you would have sneezed, your head would have exploded.
So I walked home, you know, like.
With the shit in your pants?
Yeah, with the shit in my pants. I run down my leg. I fucking run home and throw my shorts away. Like, take a shower, put some new clothes back on. Roll back to the party like nothing even happened.
Oh, okay. That's good.
No one even knew. Yeah. Where'd you go?
Happy ending.
Yeah.
Did
you do an outfit change?
Yeah.
Man.
The trifecta.
Yeah.
That's legendary,
dude,
though.
That's fucking.
Puke shit in a front yard.
And got away with it?
Dude, yikes.
You have DNA everywhere. Yeah, got away with it.
Think how horrifying it is. We've all had that happen where you have to pee and you're in public and you're like, no, I don't want to do this, but you have to get behind a bush or anything. Sometimes maybe there's not even anything besides like a tree trunk.
Like,
and you're and then someone comes walking up the street and you're like, no, imagine you're piss, shit, puking. And imagine being the person. I'm walking my dog and Jesus Lord!
All bodily, lost control of all bodily fluids. Just
what
is
doing
out possess? Of every hole you have? Every hole you have, it's coming out, dude.
Call, what's 911? Yeah. I think this guy's puke piss shitting over here.
Oh my
heavy,
god.
Heavy, dude. Yeah. Heavy love. That's heavy love for sure.
That reminds me of South Park. Man bear pig. Yeah, he's shit piss puking. 50% puke, 50% piss, and 50% it's like oh wow, dude, that's a heavy one.
Yeah.
Do you feel better?
I feel better.
You
I
put
got
it
off.
Out there.
But did you feel better?
Yeah.
I
love this.
I mean,
too. Threw away the shorts.
Yeah.
Extinguished the short burn.
Yeah. Good old trusty pair of lost trunks.
Yeah. Dude, no, that's gone.
I tied a rock to the shorts and threw them in the nearest river and then went back to the party.
Good stuff. But if you get your pee out, you get your poop out, you get your throw up out, take a shower. Back at the party, probably feeling pretty good.
Yeah, feeling pretty good.
Oh, nice.
Speaking
segue,
of feeling good, we do have a sponsor on the show that makes us feel great. This is the Jack Rack, guys. This is from Plugins Keychains. It's called the Jack Rack, and it's really cool. What it is it's just like a replica of a guitar amp head. They have Fender ones, they have Marshall ones. They're super cool looking. You mount it on your wall. It comes with four keychains. You put your keys on it. And when you get home, you just
have one.
Got one.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Plug it in, bro.
Legend.
Sick! Look at that. So yeah, it's really cool. You know, you get home, you plug your keys in, and then when you got to go somewhere, you know exactly where they're at. You come, you unplug, you're on your way, and next thing you know, you meet someone else that has them, and you could do little
touch
sword
them.
Fights and stuff with them.
Good. Little sword fight.
Yeah. It's super rad though. And honestly, if you know, if anyone out there who plays guitar or just a music fan, you get them this as a gift, you will be a hero. They will love this gift, I promise you. And if you go to Plugins Keychains, that's with a Z and it's plural, it's Plugins Keychains.com, and you put in code DuddyB, you will get 20% off of every order that you ever make, and everyone you buy one for will love you, I promise you. So that's it. Plugins Keychains, pick yourself up a jack rack. Thank you guys so much. And you know what? Out of this sponsor here, we are going to have Tunnel Vision. They're going to perform another song for us. We're super excited. And then if you want to stick around after that, we have the Patreon Q&A, and we'll be giving mad props to all of our Venmo supporters.
Oh,
I guess you would
right.
call that.
And I mean, yeah. Should we bring the stoners back, guys, to interview you before this?
I think
no,
in the
you
van.
Guys are okay. They,
oh,
we got to go.
Well, the sad yeah. thing is they, neither of them have ever had a license, so they Uber back to Escondido. They're the worst.
With
right?
their, with their all, square bongs,
with
huh?
their square yeah. bong. Space weed. They've been trying to get us. We're like,
hey, man, eat your the space weed.
Yeah. Ask them if they ever shit their pants. They'd probably have some good
oh,
stories.
That's an actually really great idea.
That's not we'll a bad do, idea. I probably next
probably
episode.
Eat wow. weed brownies.
Oh, you know what yeah. yeah. I shit my, I don't. Is there anywhere else to shit? Where do you, what do you mean?
I
yes.
forgot where the toilet was.
God,
I smoke my shot.
Yeah.
yeah, just eat weed brownies and eat your weed. You know, you just take it.
It's all one
it after.
It's all just. I'm not gonna waste. I'm not gonna waste that weed. I'd put it back in. They're just terrible people, really. But all right. So, what's the next song? We're gonna go into Shipwrecked, and this one. This is one of your newer. You said this off your newest album.
Yeah. So this. Well, this is the Shipwrecked EP, and oh, right, it's a 3-song EP. Shipwrecked. We released that in I think 2018, 2019.
And
yeah,
maybe
it was one, it was the most recent one. We've got a new album coming, but it was the most recent EP we did. A Law Records.
And we talked a little bit because it's a really great, it's a really cool song. And I asked you guys about the lyrics. And so it's a 3-song EP. It's all kind of a story.
Yeah,
about
it's
a tour you went on.
Yep, it's a concept album. We did 3 songs that tells a story about a tour that we.
Shipwreck tour.
Yeah, it was a tour that we did a while back, and pretty much everything that could go wrong went wrong.
Our van broke down. We had to take my dad's RV, him, his girlfriend, and his puppy Doberman that kept growing every day. Like it was like Clifford, dude. Just
I saw videos.
Yeah,
I remember.
We were stuck
like,
on this RV,
guys, so I remember seeing that tour.
Everything went wrong with the RV as well.
Breaking
we ended up, yeah, broke down multiple times. Down to me in the snow, bleeding the brakes, like in a blizzard, and then like stuck on the. It ended out. We stopped and we the last show was in New York and Manhattan
we had
downtown.
$80 to get back.
Yeah, we had $80 in our account and we had spent all our money, but we made all the shows. But now we just had to figure out how to get home. We got stranded.
My
and
dad was selling burritos after the show. Yeah. He called the RV the Incognito yeah. Burrito.
Anyways, so yeah. So we to get home, we were just selling CDs and busking at every gas station we'd pull up and get out and hey, we'll play a couple songs if you help us out. You know, busking for money. And in the rain and anyways, it's a metaphorical story about kind of how it went down and everything went wrong, but at the end we all came out all right
together.
And we're all still friends and we had some killer stories and experiences that we went through and it kind of shaped us, you know, like learn we could get through something as crazy as that. So, you know, it was kind of a life-changing experience for all of us. And so yeah, that Shipwrecked EP kind of tells the story. So rather than listening on, if you do listen on Spotify, try to listen to it in order because it's a story and it goes together and all the songs flow in and out. So
nice.
Perfect.
It's pretty cool. And this is just one of the songs.
Where
but,
does this song sit in that?
It's actually the middle. And it's kind of the climax of everything going wrong, you know, the ship going under.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. And kind of just being in the shit of all being like, oh my God, what's happening, you know? And then the next one, Shipwrecked, was us kind of coming out of it. And you can, in the beginning, so you can hear the
it's
birds coming out.
Too,
yeah. Music video. We did a music video for the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
So we did, it's like, you know, it's plays all the songs, but it goes through the whole story and everything. And it's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Big, long music video. Probably the longest music video you ever watch.
Well, hell yeah.
Right on. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
All right, we're back with Tunnel Vision, and they're going to play Last Smile off their album, Shipwrecked.
so much to me. We're chasing dollars on the way. And I've got a lovely home and a girl who's all alone. Every minute that I'm gone, and on a cold December day, the peace and quiet slipped away. The clouds turned ominous and gray, and then the rain began to fall, and the waves grew ever tall. This old fishing boat seems small, but now all I can do is just sit here and wonder and curse myself for being in this place. Now all I can see as this ship is going under is the last smile I saw. Impossible to attack as the hole began to crack. She sank and she splintered into the black. And the storm grew awful loud, and the sun was sinking down. Well, I swear I saw her face in the clouds. Sit here and wonder and curse myself for being in this place. But now all I can see as the ship is going under is the last smile I saw. Now all I can see as this ship is going under is the last smile I saw.
That was awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Love that song. Well, as soon as you played that one, I'm like, what was that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great song.
That was Thank
a great
you. Song.
Banger. All right, we're back.
And before then, we didn't write it on there. Yeah, before we get into the Q&A, we do have the band camp segment. Did you guys have a story that you guys, like one story maybe that just stands out, like above all? I mean, you might have just
that
kind
of, yeah, that kind of just,
I was gonna say, that probably just summed it all up.
But
there's a couple good ones.
There's plenty.
If you got
I
one,
mean,
you think you want to, if not, no worries.
I don't know. I can't think of it off the top of my head. What's some good ones?
Quick banger.
Yeah.
Something. Throw someone under the bus.
What, our first tour? Throw someone under the bus.
That's good.
I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, and then, you know, 5-6 years of touring.
Well, shit.
Don't stress
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No worries.
We're going to roll into the Q&A. So if anything pops.
Yeah.
Go, I got one.
Yeah. All right. I'll keep it in.
Okay. All right. So,
all right, so yeah.
Drop the questions. Drop
questions. Ask us any question you want.
Bam-o. And then Duddy, tell them about the questions. Of course, they're coming from Patreon. You guys,
yeah, you guys. We said it before. All these questions that I'm going to answer right now are coming from our Patreon members. And if you do want to become a Patreon, you just head on over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. It's $5 a month over there. It really does help the show keep going. And you get 4 bonus episodes every month and a lot of other fun stuff. It's a good time. So here we go. Let's get into it. This one is coming from, where am I at here? Oh, Kimmy. If you could live forever, ever, but you had to go back in time 200 years first, would you do it? Why? Why not?
That's actually
a good question. I would have to know if once I caught up to this time, would I still be able to have my same family I have now?
Oh, yeah. Well, God.
Because that would be a big part of the yes or no. And if the answer was yes, I would say fucking yes, because why would I not?
Damn,
and if I went back 200 years forever. First, and if I go back 200 years, would I get to know everything I know now? I need a lot of more shit, info. But
dude, I think just the living forever thing is always a weird one for me. I'm like, that's on one hand, that sounds great, but then everyone you know and love is always going to die.
Yeah.
And then you're always going to have, you're always going to be 1,000 times smarter eventually than everyone. You're just, I've been alive for 300 years. You guys are.
Yeah. It is. For sure.
I think I'm just going to, I'd rather just be like,
can you kill yourself? I guess is a good thing.
Yeah.
That's what it would end up is you just going, fuck it all then, you know, just bang, shooting yourself in the head over and over. Great question.
Great
Kimmy.
Question though. Zach, which is surprising from Kimmy that it was a great question.
Oh, Duddy, leave her alone. Look at me. Got your back.
Zach Stacy says, Duddy, since the move to Las Vegas, are you still a Raider fan? I am a Raider fan, even though it's hard to be. They constantly just break your heart. It was a fun season. I think they should have done better than they did. They lost a lot of games that I feel like they should have won. But that's fucking every year for them. Yeah, I'm still a fan. I'll admit, right when I heard out they were going to Vegas, I was not stoked. It's like, really? The Las Vegas Raiders? But you know what? I've learned to live with it. And their new stadium looks freaking awesome.
I'll say this. When I drive to work, I always drive down PCH across Bolsa Chica. It's a long stretch of beach, and there's a big RV camp section at Bolsa Chica. Every single year, they have a huge Raiders weekend where I'll drive to work, and it's just 1,000 Raider flags. They basically buy out the whole RV, and it dumps rain. Every year, I'll just be like, the Raider flags, it's dumping rain on
the Rainers.
The Rainers. It's so funny, Daddy. It's 5 years running.
The Rainers.
The Rainers. I mean, yeah. But it's just every time I drive by the Raiders party at Bolsa, it's just weekend. I'm like, poor fucking Raider fans.
Hey, they're still going probably, too.
Oh, they don't give a shit.
They love it. They don't give a
face
shit.
Face paint.
Dude, you've learned that from, I'm sure you guys have played, you know, outdoor shows and stuff. When it rains, the people don't stop partying. They party harder. Definitely. They're like,
less clothing. Yeah.
Let's all not give a fuck. All
right, I got a story.
Oh, and this one time at band camp.
Nice. Yes.
All right, so Lost, they took us down to Mexico to play at this surf contest, and Steel Pulse was playing. And I guess it wasn't raining, but the tide, it was such a big full moon that the tide came up over the hill.
Zippers Beach.
Yeah, Zippers Beach in Cabo. And everyone was up to their waist in water, and the show's still going on. Everyone's raging and dancing.
And mind you, this is a huge stage with like 7,000 people. And so like all the electrical wires are like buried under the sand and all this shit. And it's full of water. And
Mexico just raging.
That's so dangerous.
Anyways,
everyone.
We wrote a song about that night, and it's the Up All Night song. It's on our album. But
we went and played the after party. It was at Gene Simmons' bar down there in Cabo. A big Kiss sign behind us.
Nice.
Yeah. And we ended up staying up. Me and Tanner stayed up all night, and then ended up watching the sunrise and surfing. We paddled out with Chris Ward and Mason Ho, and had an epic session.
I didn't make
it. 6-7 foot. Yeah, he was too fucked up. But
Chris Ward was always because that's a lost guy.
Yeah, he's our homie.
I was here with him like yesterday.
Yeah.
He was just always my favorite. And this is just getting surfy for a lot of people won't know, but Chris Ward was one of those mysterious dudes. I loved it. You know, at Psycho Ward, I used to watch that video every freaking day. He was just one of those dudes. You didn't see him talk a lot, or he wasn't in everyone's face, and he would just, I think he's the guy that all the surfers respect. He's like a surfer's surfer.
Yeah, you know? He's
in Indo, he gets every goddamn best way.
Oh, he's a character. Yeah,
and absolute stuff. Yeah.
We've been lucky enough to grow up in San Clemente and like grow up around him, surfing, looking up to him, and also, you know, like, and be friends with him, which is cool. And we made surfboards for him for, you know, and
that's awesome.
It's cool.
Wardo.
Ledge. Yeah, Wardo. All right. Kristen Perrin says, okay, not sure if this is a conspiracy query or a stoner thought, but Bigfootless Bigfoot shows.
That's my thing.
I get it. That was hard to read.
Yeah.
What if they have found Bigfoot but don't want to say anything because the show means the show would end?
No, dude, that's it.
That's actually the exact opposite. If they actually found a fucking Bigfoot, I would actually watch the damn show.
Everyone could play like, okay. I can't understand how the ghost shows are on TV. Ghost Hunters, you've never found a ghost. Yeah. You're on season 30.
Yeah.
No ghosts. Like, what else?
My favorite show.
It's 100% failure rate. Why? And then the Bigfoot shows. We're out here looking for
Megalodon.
Still looking.
Drones.
Yeah.
Heat sensor. You have nothing. Why are we still watching? So, no, dude, if they found something, I would start watching.
I would watch every episode.
You're telling me they have footage of Bigfoot? Well, how do I get more of this? Tune in next week.
Yeah.
No, it would be the only thing that would get me to watch is if they can finally find something. It's always like, we found some hair in a branch.
Yeah.
We don't know where this hair came from. All right, good evidence.
Yeah. Found a giant toenail.
Yeah, it's a footprint.
And I'm always like, well, if you find 6 or 7 teeth, put them in your mouth. Why are they always toothless on the Bigfoot shows? Oh, it's like, I have no teeth, but trust me.
Well, so are the people watching the show. So yeah, it's, you know, it's a thing. Yeah.
That having been said, I love Bigfoot. I watch documentary. I watch the documentaries on Amazon.
On Amazon.
Because I love it. I want Bigfoot to be real.
Yeah.
Okay. Good question.
Where are we at here? Jesse Rules says, what makes a nightmare a nightmare? What the fuck? You are stoned.
You make a nightmare.
I mean, I guess that normally is because it's at night.
Horrifying things are happening when you're dreaming.
Yeah, I guess if you're having a scary dream, that's a nightmare. You know what else is a nightmare? That question!
Your question asking prowess. All right, what's next?
Maui Wowie says, what is the past tense of taking a screenshot? Is it, I screenshotted that website? I screenshot that website. Screenshot that shit.
I like screenshot. Dude, I'm going to start using that.
I screenshot that.
Screenshot.
Oh, you got these guys both screenshot their pants. Jake LaPointe says, what Dirty Heads album has your favorite cover artwork? Oh, that's a tough one. There's been some cool ones. Well, the first one, like Any Port in a Storm, it has like the really cool, that's where we got the octopus. And that's kind of been with us forever as the mascot. So that one's really cool. But I actually really like the Swim Team art a lot. I always thought that one was super cool.
I might have to agree. Just because that one came out of left field. It there it is. It just took a different, it was completely different look for you guys. It's like fine art. I don't know if it's fine art. Whatever that is, it's just cool.
I like it. That one's vibey.
It became spacey.
Yes.
Everything else was watery, even though that still has turtles and shit.
Let's see here. Who would win RuPaul's Drag Race? You can choose from any member of the Dirty Heads, Jake, Luke, or Anthony.
Oh, Anthony. For some reason, I just feel like Anthony would love it.
All he would have to do is put lipstick on and he'd be ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like Anthony would just do that.
His name is Gentle Giant. That's his drag. That would be his, you know, drag queen name. Next up is Gentle Giant. Okay. Let's see here. Where are we at? Disney Blonde Gilroy says, do you have a favorite t-shirt that you lounge in, but your wife's hate it? Duddy, can I have yours? Absolutely not. No, I don't have like a favorite shirt I always lounge around in. I have like the shirts that I do like to lounge around in, but there's not like one. Yeah. They're just regular fucking whatever t-shirts.
Weird question. Weird. You're that was weird. Really a Duddy, can I have your shirt? That's what that boiled down to in the end.
Yeah.
Marilyn Bantia says, what is the best joke you have ever heard? Well, that's hard to say.
There's so many.
There's
great.
So many.
I just heard a Norm. I love Norm Macdonald.
Oh, Norm Macdonald is the freaking greatest.
I just I was just watching more little funny clips of him the other day, and he said this joke, and it was so stupid. But he said, I recently found out that revenge is a dish served best cold. Is that what they say, right?
Yeah.
He's all, I always thought it meant getting back at somebody. I just died. So there's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. No, you know what? And this is not the best joke I've ever heard, but it's a funny one and I love it. And Red told me this on that tour we were on. He said, what do you call a pile of cats? And I said, what? And he goes, a mountain.
We got some cow jokes. How does a cow blend in?
How?
Camouflage.
We
wrote these jokes driving to Mexico, trying not to hit the cows.
So we tour Mexico every year, do a Baja run, and it's a real thing. Like driving at night, especially like
watch out for cows.
So we would try to make up cow jokes to stay awake. So because we'd have somebody co-piloting, like you know, watch watching out for cows. For cows, you know, like, you know, and making sure they're staying
so,
awake. Anyways, there's some really stupid ones that came out.
What
of
happened?
So here you go.
What happens to the cow when it crosses the border?
What?
Gets pulled into secondary.
Oh my god! Damn it!
We need you over here in secondary.
Oh.
What do you call it when a cow loses its baby?
What?
Decaffeinated.
Oh, these are good ones. I thought you were just going to wedge cow in everywhere.
Decaffeinated. Wow.
Yeah, we had a long drive.
Yeah, like 21-hour drives.
What it's do you like call a pile of cows? A mountain.
You're in. Hop in the van. Yes,
buddy.
Hop in the van.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't
we're
have
going
one.
Going to Mexico.
I'm like, dude, because the pirate ones that can't, those I wasn't, everyone was just like, arr, and I'm like,
No. What,
yeah.
Oh, you blew it.
I didn't hear it. So
what's a pirate's favorite letter?
Oh, is it R?
You think so, but it's actually the C.
See, that's actually what I was getting at. Just went for a while, everyone was doing those, and I'm like, those are just saying R. You guys went to another level.
Oh, yeah, you
got to
switch it up.
Mind.
You got to switch it up. You can say, because if they say R, then you go, no, it's actually the C.
Yeah, and you're a C. And then they go, oh, he called me a cunt, kind of, I think, but I don't realize
Whoa.
It. Yeah. I've been called a cunt because of this show. Someone got very mad at me.
Sick.
Yes.
We're friends now.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had started out with him going, you're a cunt. And I was like, oh, shit.
He was right.
But I was talking shit. So it's pretty cunty. Okay, is there any more? Do we keep going?
Yeah, Marilyn Banath. Oh, the same person says, how would your 10-year-old self react to what you do now? He'd be like,
sack. I'd be like, dude, you haven't changed a bit.
Like, can I have free weed?
Yeah.
Well, Christina, Christian Moore says, will we ever have the Galians on as special guests? That's great. We probably should.
I never thought about even asking about that because I'll probably come naked. But
yeah, I don't want them here, actually. They're red pubes everywhere. Justin Palmer says, if you could write a song for any artist / band in a different genre than your own, what would you do?
Who would you choose?
Who would you choose?
What would you do?
We did one we didn't write. We gave a song to Maroon 5.
I remember
and they
that
put
one.
It on their That's album. That was cool. But I guess you're asking which one would I want to. That's good. That's a decent question.
That's a good one, but it's like, what do you,
Backstreet
Boys. Dude, you know what? Yes, I would want to make it for like a super poppy, like girl art, so I can write lyrics that I never write.
Ooh, you should
like the Pussycat Dolls.
You know, when I find out what I have, I would just write the fucking fun. Yeah, it would be some super
Britney
over the top.
Spears?
Yeah, it would be something like that. And I
have
would
her
write
come
the
back?
Funniest shit ever.
Oh, yeah.
Shave her head again.
Yep.
Oh, Kristen Haggett has a question for the mutilator.
Remember that? Britney's back, bitch. I was like, whoa, she's attacking us, really, verbally. Okay.
Well, then the fucking, so she had that one, and then the Taylor Swift had the one too.
Did she say bitch?
Where's Taylor at? Oh, she's dead. Like, she turned into like a bad Taylor. Remember, she had that song, and it was like saying it was like the old Taylor's fucking dead. Like, she's talking to herself pretty much. Like, where'd Taylor go? Oh, she's dead. And then she was like, I'm bad Taylor.
Deep. I mentioned it's like Garth Brooks's Chris Gaines. You guys remember this? Nobody is like Garth Brooks. He had a side guy, Chris Gaines. He wore all black and eyeshadow.
Okay.
It was fucking Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
He was on Saturday Night Live as Chris Gaines. Nice. Anyway.
Okay. Adam Bash's son.
Also, guys.
Bash's his son. Adam Bash's his son? Bash's son. Bash's son. Adam Bash's son. Wow.
Bless you.
If you were a Jedi, what color would your lightsaber be? That's pretty funny. If you were a Jedi, what color would your lightsaber be, Jake? Mine would be a black light. I'd fucking only swing it towards black light posters.
Whoa.
That's so dumb. That's a
really good answer.
I don't know. Some sort of electric blue. Set question. All right, next question.
She who shall not be named says,
we took her name away.
We won't say her name a long time ago. She abused it.
But she's owning it. Look, she's changed her name to She Who Shall Not Be Named.
Dustin, can you give a shout out to all the Dirty Sisters who love you so much? I'm sure. I love you guys too. Dirty Sisters.
Okay, that felt passionate. All right, next.
I do. I love you guys. I love all of you guys. You Dirty Sisters.
He's all shout out. Okay.
Kimmy again. Whoa, Kimmy, you're pushing it. Because I see your name down there again. You know the rule. If I see your name 10 times, you get muted.
And there's her name again down there commenting.
That's what I'm saying.
She's gonna get mutilated.
We love you. How does it feel being up on stage knowing all the people in the crowd are there for you and singing songs that you wrote? We've talked about this before on the show, but yeah, it's awesome. There's certain nights where you're up there and there's the energy that's coming out from the crowd. And all the shows are great. I enjoy it. But like certain nights you're out there and just the energy you're getting back from the crowd, it's just absolutely insane. And you really can't like duplicate that feeling. It's pretty awesome. So thank
pretty
you guys.
Pretty close to getting barreled. Same feeling kind of.
It is. Tibby there.
When you get barreled, you remember it forever.
Yeah.
That's something weird about surfing. Whenever I explain to people, I'm like, if you have a good wave, you can like see the good wave in your head forever.
For sure.
Like that one.
It happens so quick, but it is just like lasered into your brain forever.
It's so weird. Surfing is a crazy thing. Yeah. It is.
Trey Pierce. Speak of the devil. He's the guy who called me a cunt, but we're friends now.
I was being mean to him, and he called me a cunt. And yeah, we got way, we're said, well past it.
He says, so the guitar tutorials is what finally pulled me in. Thank you, Duddy, for that. You're welcome. So I decided to start at the beginning and work my way through the content Monday Morning Hangover 1 and noticed that Jake posted two bits of On My Way. Whatever happened to that, and is there a chance for it to make a comeback? On My Way.
Yeah,
that's
so,
right.
Yes, it's like weird. Twice it happened where I was going to do a show on my way to the bunker.
Yeah.
It's like I don't always have I should probably do it again, but I don't always have enough because when we come to the bunker on Monday, we do our Monday show and then we do a Wednesday show. So sometimes I'm like, you know, how much can I talk about what happened over the weekend? That's why I kind of haven't been doing them, Trey, but I did one a couple weeks ago. Ooh. It's probably a good idea that I just do that.
You should do it.
So maybe I'll fire that back up again because it is fun.
Yep.
It's just more content. Why not?
All righty. Tank Evans says, were the lyrics of Fear and Love inspired by Donnie Darko in the classroom scene? I know what you're talking about. No, they weren't. That is a great movie, and I know what scene you're talking about. They weren't. We had a writing session out in Nashville with this awesome guy, Chris Galbuta, who I actually wrote a lot of the songs for the Rome and Duddy project. Me and Rome wrote with him as well for that. And we were just there kind of rapping out and just brainstorming about ideas and like the thought of like fear and love. And it could have in the back of someone's head, maybe it just watched Donnie Darko or something and that came up. But no, we definitely, it wasn't like we were sitting there going, the Donnie Darko movie, remember that scene, Fear and Love? No. But great movie, and I know exactly what scene you're talking about.
Donnie Darko too. The slow motion scene that goes through the entire high school campus. with that Echo and the Bunnyman song. Do you know the scene I'm talking
about? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
that is one of the coolest scenes in the history.
It's great. I'm going to go back and rewatch it.
Do you remember?
Movie,
we watched Donnie Darko together. Yeah, do you remember this?
Totally.
This is when we still lived with mom and dad, and we went to the local video store, and I was like, Donnie Darko, I heard this is good. We rented it. Duddy and I had no idea what we were about to get into.
Yeah. That
movie. And we watched Donnie Darko. We were just like, whoa.
That movie's so sick. It's one of my favorites, honestly.
Yeah,
that's
a good one. Weird one. Yeah.
Yeah. Such a trick.
And there's that scene where, you know, the Patrick Swayze character.
Yeah.
And then there's the scene where Jake Gyllenhaal, Donnie Darko, he's complaining about Patrick Swayze to his girlfriend. Well, and everyone thinks he's so rad. And every time he says that, it kills me. Because that's exactly how we talked in the 80s.
Like, yeah.
Totally.
Everyone thinks he's so rad. Also, another line from that movie. Do you know when the creepy mom of the little dance crew, Sparkle Motion? Remember how his sister's in Sparkle Motion? And there's that psychotic mom. She's like the band mom.
She comes
over to attack Donnie Darko's mom because she hasn't been putting enough time into Sparkle Motion.
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, I'm really just doubting your dedication to Sparkle Motion. That movie kills me. There's so many great fucking moments in that movie.
Oh,
all right. All right. Donnie Darko, so, let's talk about it more.
Okay, I do.
Pat Swayze. Sure.
Jeremy Smude says, how did you and Rome come upon the Lahaina to do a cover of it? Well, we rented a cabin up in Idlewild for like 4 nights. And right when we got into the cabin, we turned on music. And I don't even know if it was like Pandora or something, but we just put it on a playlist that was kind of like in the vibe of what we wanted to write kind of for our new stuff. And Loggins and Messina came on and it was the song Lahaina. And we were just like, oh, this, I don't even think I'd heard that song before then. And we were like, oh, this is a fun song, you know? And then as we were riding up there and we decided to do a cover and that one just popped in our head, we're like, let's do that Lahaina song. So that's that. Heather Johnson said, if your fingers have knuckles, then what do your toes have? Knuckles.
Yeah.
What? You're a knucklehead.
Yeah.
You're
awesome.
Your head has knuckles.
Let's see here. Duddy's little carpet munchers.
I hope they're okay.
Just got back from our annual island camping trip. What's your favorite dirty part of camping? Not having to shower for a couple of days, the food that's covered in bugs, blah, blah, blah. Able to shit. Well, my favorite dirty part of it?
Those are like all my least favorite parts.
Yeah.
But that is camping.
Yep. I don't know. I mean, I guess just pissing anywhere.
That's great.
I'm going to pee right here.
Speaking of pee.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going pee again.
That's two pees in one episode. Hell yeah. I have to pee too, though. I'll be right behind him. Hey, there's a closer bathroom too. Yeah, go for it. If you want. It's over here to the right.
Where am I? Let's see here. Lynn Honyoist says, for my fave stoner dudes, since you eat a lot of burritos, do you fart a lot? Have you ever lit your farts on fire? They're gone, but I'm going to...
If you don't, you're lying.
I'm going to answer for them and say those dudes probably light every fart on fire that they have. And then go...
They probably have butt dreads. So it's just a big fucking torch
butt
down
dreads.
There. And it's got butt dreads, dude. The shit locks down there.
Look at this. Birdie D says, what's up, guys? Duddy, I watched your Ventura driving show on 926. Sweet. I hope you enjoyed it. Watched it on Saturday when you guys giving Jared shit when his voice cracked on Burn Slow. I saw you guys laughing. And it cracked me up. Also, does it look like he's always going to laugh when he's singing now since he's been sober? Or is he just getting super crispy before performing? Laugh out loud, sick show, by the way. I don't know. Does he look like he's laughing when
Come
he's singing?
Come on back, Jacob.
I'll have to. Yeah, you know what? It's funny because we have our in-ears in, right? So when we're – and the vocals are usually one of the louder things in the in-ears – So, and you get a little voice crack. Me and Jared will always look at each other because my voice cracks fucking all the time too. And it's funny though. I mean, mine, I'll do like full on, you know, like a someone going through puberty, and I'll look over and Jared's looking at me like, yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
I did it a couple times on the show tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
It happens.
Let's see here. Birdie D says again, he says, Jake, I know you like Sonic Youth. Did you listen to Pavement at all?
Pavement, not really, but maybe that's something never got into Pavement. I've always heard of them and stuff, but actually just never even sat on that. But thank you for saying that, because I'll probably put them into my iTunes and check out Pavement on the way home.
All right. Amy Beckstrom says, I never thought I'd change my mind about Steven Seagal giving me a black eye, but you guys were right. I guess it was pretty rad. The look on people's faces when I answered their question about how I got the black eye was epic. Steven Seagal said, so she told, because we like Steven Seagal, and sometimes he visits the show and even talks on it with us. And this girl was like, she didn't like when Steven Seagal visits the show, because she told us a story how she was at a New Year's festival or something or other, and there was this big commotion, and it came her way, and what it was Steven Seagal walking through the crowd beating people up, and she ended up getting elbowed by Steven Seagal in the eye, and she was complaining. We were like, that's fucking awesome.
This is real story.
Yeah, real story. Real. So she said, Steven Seagal, so if you had to take a hit from your favorite action star, Kung Fu master, or MMA fighters, who would it be, and what would you take a headshot from or body shot from?
I never want to get hit by anyone that can hit super, super hard.
Jet Li. No.
He's the smallest, huh? Yeah. Might live. Like, yeah, Jet Li. Still hurt. Yeah. Like, you know.
Logan Paul.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, dude, they're kind of big.
I know.
Though.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, probably... yeah,
yeah. Nate Robinson. I'll change, we'll change that.
Yeah, dude, it's true. He just runs.
He can hit me all day. Oh, man. But, yeah.
I would say Ben Askren if I had to, because even Ben Askren would make fun of his own punches. He'd say, dude, you remember the Dana White?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking funniest thing ever. Dude. Yeah, so I'd choose Ben Askren.
I'm glad you changed your mind about Steven Seagal, and maybe he'll pop on this show. We'll see what kind of questions we get asked. Jan says, have you ever been to Japan? And did you feel... Wait, what? And did you feel like it? If you were... Wait, what? Oh, sorry. This pole in the way is... We can't
do
that.
We have a light right
there's
in the
like
way.
Right in the way. I have to like move my head around
here,
to see it all.
You,
no,
I'm
you're good.
Decide.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Have you ever been to Japan? And did you like it if you went? Where is somewhere... Oh, shit, I can't read. I'm just dumb. That's me. Where is somewhere you can't go because of the pandemic? Oh, that's everywhere, but can't wait to go back to.
Yeah. Yes, I have been to Japan, and I loved it. It was actually one of my favorite places I've ever been. I really just, we had such a great time when we were out there, and I just thought it was just beautiful and awesome and loved that place. And just, I'd like to go anywhere. Just get out there after this is all over. Anywhere's good, and this is going to be the last question coming up. Duddy's Little Carpet Munchers say, have you ever reached out to another artist you wanted to collaborate with and they said no? If so, then fuck them. And you are right, fuck them. And actually, no, we've actually been pretty lucky that the people we've contacted have all been like, yeah, sure, we're down. Sick. Yeah.
That wraps up the questions.
That's
We did all of them.
We did it. So, yeah.
Let's great fucking show.
Thank you guys, first off.
Performances.
Thank you. Thank
like,
you.
We're super psyched to get those out there. So, I guess it's just, do you have anything else you want to shout out on the, or I was just going to have them say all where to find them everywhere, but do you have
I got one more tour story.
Oh yeah. Let's do
it. Do
it
up.
We got time. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it up. You know what? Right before you tell this tour story, I just do want to give a big old shout out to Jesse Z, Justin Palmer, Ryan Ruddle, Christina Whitman, Kimmy Simonian, who made it rain on us one night, and Lynn Hanyois. Thank you guys so much for hitting us up with that Venmo. We can pay Luke now and he can eat real food. It's gonna be good. Honestly, guys, we do really appreciate the help, and we love you guys, and thank you guys for the support.
Awesome.
Right on. Let's hear that one more tour story.
All right. Yeah.
This one time at Bandcamp.
So I don't know why this one didn't pop into my mind earlier, but anyways, this is the Sharknado story. We're on tour in New Jersey. We have a group of really good friends there, and they're the Ward Army. Shout out to Ronnie and Tim and all the boys. And we were out there, and a like crazy hurricane swell was coming in, and it was just dumping rain and pouring, and we had a couple days off on tour, so we always stay with them. They take us surfing, they know all the spots there, and they take care of us. And so anyways, this crazy storm was coming in, and we decided to go surfing, and the winds were just blowing offshore, and
oh, it switched offshore.
Yeah, the wind switched offshore.
Like
it was
because
it was all choppy, and it was crazy. Lightning storm, all this stuff, and we
don't surf in anything.
We decided to paddle out because it looked, it was sick. It was tubing like 6-7 foot, like just brown chocolatey barrels, and we're like, we're out there. So we paddle out, and anyways, it was just a creepy vibe the whole session, right? Like. Yeah. And then we saw the clouds, like, kind of lurking, like, coming over, and, like, these big old dark with lightning coming, like, it was over land, so we were like, oh, we're good, and we're surfing, and, like, all of a sudden, the siren starts going off, you know, like, the hurricane siren, and it was, like, Armageddon session, right? We were like, oh, my God, like, is a tornado about to come in? Lightning striking, and then Jacob, so I was sitting a little bit. I had just caught in a wave, and I was a little bit inside, and it was just like us out. Obviously, no one else was crazy enough to paddle out, and because it was big, storming, lightning is going on. It like the conditions were just nuts. And anyways, I was sitting a little inside, and I got creeped out. Like I was like, we could feel something like your hair standing on the back of my neck, you know. And I'm like, I caught one, and I was like, I'm going in. Like, I feel some weird vibes going on. And as I'm turning around to paddle in, I hear it was him.
I paddled
Tanner
over a wave,
Ren.
And I see, like, from here, probably, like, to the end of the couch over there, like, a fin, like, this big.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, straight, like, right outside the lineup. And I'm just like, fuck shark.
He yells shark, and I hear it. And I'm like, Oh no, you know, like I was like maybe, you know, I don't know, a while in just inside, and that, so I got
everyone
first,
catches a wave
but
in.
Everyone's catching a wave in, and the locals were like, oh yeah, like sometimes, you know, because great whites don't really like go in that area that much, but they're like, oh, I think that was Mary Lee. They
had a tag this
for
one.
And it's a
and
tagged
we looked
shark.
Up her tracker, and it was right there. And like,
was,
you can look up a picture
foot
of it. Yeah.
Great white. You look up a picture of this thing, it is a freaking school bus, like nightmare.
No thanks.
So Sharknado, like the sirens going. I mean, imagine this setting.
That's
like
every scary thing you can have in the surf.
And then we get out, and like a lightning, like right over our
literally
head. Boom,
goes. Boom! Hits the water as soon as we got out of the water, and it was the loudest thing you've ever heard in your life. Like, goo! Like shook the ground.
Damn.
And like, oh my god, that was the gnarliest surf session you've ever had. Like, shark, 16-foot great white sharks, lightning, 6-7-foot barrels coming in, like chocolate brown barrels, pouring rain. Offshore wind, like it
was
crazy. Gnarly. Anyways,
I was on tour with the Dirty Heads, not this past summer, obviously, but the summer before. I went and surfed in Montauk, New York, at the end of Long Island. Shark!
Yeah.
Everyone out.
Yeah.
So I've only surfed in New York once. You guys are telling me a New Jersey story.
Yeah.
Sharks.
Yeah.
Sharks.
I surfed with John and Jared from Dirty Heads that day. They had left, and I hung out with like a couple of the people from the hotel that we were at. And sure enough, big ass fucking fin.
Dude.
Some girl standing up on her soft top. Shark! I'm out there just middle of summer. We're in trunks. Yeah.
But it
big
was
dark fin.
And it was
like,
so weird. Like, I got
there.
That. Like, I had that animal instinct. Like,
yeah,
I used,
get
like,
the fuck out
I
of here.
Literally,
felt it,
I felt it. Like, I was like, there's,
yeah,
like I was like, my hair started standing. I'm feeling it right now.
Like,
just
there's
the
a predator.
I was like, there's, like,
because
I was like, they're far away. I'm like, over here on the inside. Like, I was like, I don't know. I think I'm going to get out. And right when I'm thinking that, shark! Turn around and went in. And then lightning.
Glad you guys got
it. Yeah.
And it was just eerie, man, with the siren
going
on the whole
eerie.
Time. Woo!
You can picture it. It's a nice.
Yeah.
You can picture
it was like,
it.
I still get it's like a nightmare.
Creepy zone, that one.
Yeah.
Play the creepy,
creepy music behind that one. Well, dudes, thank you guys so much for freaking coming in. That was awesome.
That was
fun. Where can people find you guys?
You can follow us on Instagram, TunnelVisionSC.
San Clemente, my address. I'm just kidding.
They'll show up.
Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. TunnelVisionSC stands for San Clemente. That's where we grew up. That's where we're from. So, yeah, that's what our handles are there. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. Tunnel Vision. We have 3 albums out. New one coming out in spring. You can follow the recording studio we opened, TubeTown Studios. Mm-hmm. Check that out. And, yeah, I think that covers everything. But
sweet. Thank you guys.
Buy our merch.
Buy our merch.
TunnelvisionSC.com.
Yeah, hit
buy
that merch.
Yeah, buy it up.
Right on.
Anything else, Dad, on the way out?
That's it, man. Thank you guys so much. Oh, yeah, and the CutlassBrand.com. Everything is still 50% off all through January. So
yeah,
go over there,
Cutlass.
Hit it off. Use code ENJOY50 at checkout. You get 50% off your whole order. Other than that, love you guys. Thank you so much.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.